One random Monday morning, phone went. Some Aussie bloke telling me how he wanted to help start a physical disability rugby league team. He told me all about how he's an Australian comedian who's a presenter on the TV show. I'd never actually heard of him.
Who the f*** is Adam Mills?
This is absolutely the maddest thing I've ever done. Strap yourselves in and enjoy the madness.
Well, that's a little
who hasn't heard of Adam Hills?
Taste of what Adam Hills is bloody well up to. And last time I saw him on the telly, he was sporting the biggest beard I've ever seen of his lifetime.
Madness.
He was like a salty old sea dog. Yeah. Welcome him to the airwaves right now. It's Adam Hills. How are you, Adam?
I'm well, and so is the beard.
It's massive, Adam. Right? Are you where are you at? Are you at ZZ Top level? Where describe it to us now as we speak.
Well, I originally grew it for the TV show that I host in London, yes, mainly because I'd run out of jokes to make about Brexit. So I just went, you know, I'm just going to grow a beard until this is done.
Yeah, good call.
It came off in, January this year, February, because we thought Brexit was going to be the big story of the year.
Right, yes. Yeah.
It's now a bit more hipsterish, but I've also got a mohawk to go along with it.
And why wouldn't you, for your 50th birthday celebrations, have a mohawk? And we need to say happy birthday to you, Adam.
To you, good sir. Now, how did you celebrate it in the era of coronavirus? Mm. What happened there?
What were the original plans?
The original plans were I was going to be in London. My wife and kids were going to come over. We were going to have a big weekend of hanging out with my rugby league mates, going to a rugby game, maybe singing some karaoke, going some tempting bowling.
Sounds perfect. Awesome.
Yep, and then it became, okay, well, we have to stay in Australia. All right, well, let's go up to Sydney because that's where I grew up, see some of my schoolmates, see my mum, maybe hire a house in the Blue Mountains.
Oh, nice. Gorgeous.
Yeah. Oh, worry, we can't leave Victoria.
So you ended up
just staying at home with my wife and kids. But my wife organised a whole bunch of mates on Zoom, and then she put together an hour-long video of all my friends from around the world and a whole bunch of celebs saying happy birthday. So it was lovely.
Okay. Wow. Well, as long as it sounds more like your 80th than your 50th, but I'll allow it.
Or your funeral.
Or your funeral. You are always up to something. You're never standing still for a moment, whether you're hosting music shows or you've got your own show. Tell us about this project. 9:30 on Channel 10. Yeah.
Have you been paying attention?
Oh, there you go. There's your double header. Yeah. What a absolutely night in that will be. Can you talk us through how you came up with making a doco about a special needs rugby union or league, is it?
League. So I played league when I was a kid, but once I got to about 12 or 13, it became pretty obvious that having one leg wasn't going to take me to the NRL.
Yeah, a bit tricky. Yeah.
So I kind of left league behind and I focused on other sports, but a couple of years ago, I found out that there was a disability rugby league team starting up in England, in Warrington, in the north of England. So I contacted them and said, look, can I help you guys promote it and can I possibly play? And then the next thing I did was call a documentary maker saying, I think there might be a story in this.
And well done.
Yes. Being a comedian, I thought I would be the star of the story.
As we all do. Yep. That's how we see life.
But then once it started, I realised that everyone with a disability who plays sport has got a story. And there's one guy in the team who's an above-knee amputee. He hadn't played rugby league since his amputation. The first game back, he did himself so much damage, they had to re-amputate his
arm. Oh, stop it.
It'd be hard.
No.
Hard carrying that injury as a rugby league player, especially when you're trying to bubble. Hopping up and down on one leg.
Sorry, Ian.
But he still kept coming to training. And his wife was so scared that he was going to hurt himself again, she hid his prosthetic leg.
No, she didn't. So he wouldn't play.
I actually took her aside and went, you've got to tell me where it is. And she said, it's the one place I know he won't look. I've put it in the washing machine.
Excellent. Hey, you must be so fit, Adam. If you are playing, you're 50 and you're playing rugby, you must be ripped.
I've had to get fit for this. And the great thing is, you'll see when you watch it, people think, oh, it's just a bunch of guys with disabilities kind of going easy on each other. Mm. It's real. Like, I get knocked out in the documentary. I got knocked out on the field. We had a proper conditioning coach come and take us through conditioning every week.
Great.
And, of course, but then the hilarious thing is you've also got disabilities to come into play. So at one point, like even during one of the games, we had Andrew Johns playing with us, and he said to our winger, Tony, who plays on the right wing, he said, Tony, you go stand next to Hilsey, and we'll get him in the corner. And Tony went, I don't have a left hand. I can only come to me from the other side.
Oh, if you're not going to put it, forget about it. Russell Crowe, I see, is involved. Is he?
Russell, I mean, so because I grew up supporting the South Sydney Rabbitohs, yes. My plan was, well, let's have a friendly and I'll play for them. But then it became the World Club Challenge to be world champions. And I was having dinner with Russell Crowe in London and I said to him, look, I don't know who to play for because I love the Rabbitohs, but I've never... And he quite rightly said, mate, you've got to earn that jersey.
Of course he did. He is the gladiator. Hey, now listen, we can't wait. 9:30 tonight, Channel 10.
Yes,
sounds like a riot. Straight after having been paying attention, there's your night in, people. Can I ask you quickly, where you famously have hosted Spicks and Specs from 2005 to 2011. It's an iconic Australian show. We're a music station. We've been asking people all day on our network, what's the biggest band you've seen in the smallest venue? Surely in your travels you would have come across Bruce Springsteen at a bus stop or something. Have you walked in on something?
I mean, small venue, it was maybe 2,000 seater, but it was Prince.
Oh, man.
Okay. Well, that sort of wins
That's exactly what we're talking about.
Fantastic.
How good was that and how long did he play for?
So here's the thing. He walked on stage. The first song was Purple Rain.
Wow.
And it was like, how confident are you when you're opening with Purple Rain?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
He then played Little Red Corvette, Raspberry Beret,
then stopped
and went, right, people, I'm going to play the hits for an hour and then let's see what happens.
Oh my God, that's brilliant, Adam.
So I see we've seen him twice. He's probably, if not the best live performer, the best. But he had so many hit songs that in the middle of the concert, which was 3 hours, he had to do a medley of all his other hits.
Middle of it,
he bashes through about 20 in about 5 minutes, just playing the hooks.
So many songs.
Wow.
Really good. And
we've loved talking to you, Adam. Can we chat to you again? We'd love to keep checking in with you, if that's okay.
Oh, absolutely. I'm probably going to need it.
By the way, Thursday night, you're hosting Easy Comedy at Home via Zoom. It's live every Thursday night. And you're hosting with Dave Hughes, David Quirk, Alex Ward, Danielle Walker, and Aidan Jones. Sounds like a cracker.
Comedy.com.au, I think, are the tickets.
Awesome. We'll do that.
9:30 tonight
everyone.
On Channel 10. Adam Hills takes his legs. Premieres. This is Kennedy Malloy.